It's a hectic time for the Inglis team, with the Melbourne Gold yearling sale commencing this afternoon at Oaklands Junction. Sebastian Hutch from the Bloodstock team joining us on Talking Horses this morning. How are you faring, Sebastian?
Sure, we're going well. It's obviously been a hectic sales season, and we're starting to get to the end of it in terms of yearling sales. But, you know, as this sale has demonstrated time and time again, there's fantastic value to be found here, and it really doesn't look like this year is going to be any different.
A total of 261 yearlings in the catalogue for this year's sale, 241 of them in the main catalogue, with 20 supplementary entries.
Yeah, look, the book has come together really nicely. I mean, obviously, there are big numbers in the book. It's a one-day sale, but lots of nice stallions represented in the book. I mean, that's part of the battle. There are certain yearlings in here that had been candidates for select yearling sales early on in the year, but for one reason or another didn't manage or weren't able to take up their respective appointments. And then obviously there are some other yearlings by stallions who've, you know, really progressed well through the autumn and winter of the racing season, or the autumn of the racing season, and now all of a sudden their progeny are more commercially appealing than what they might have been in January or February. And naturally at this stage of the season we know a lot more about a number of the young stallions with first 2-year-olds or 3-year-olds, and like as we've seen with the likes of, Dundeal, Deep Field, those kind of horses, they've progressed really significantly in the last month or two, and their progeny are really appealing now, and they're both well represented in the sale. And there's an opportunity to be a part of their success as well.
They certainly are. The big-name stallions well represented in the sale today, with the likes of Written Tycoon, Exceed and Excel, Zoo Star and So You Think, and Dundeal and Deep Field, as you mentioned, having progeny going through the ring. There's been some very good results come out of this sale in recent years, Sebastian. It's produced the likes of Group 1 winner Malaguera.
Yeah, look, Malaguera is obviously the showcase or the pin-up boy of the sale, but Olive a Bit is a high-class sprinter for John McArdle. Group 1 performed, and there are a number of other graduates who performed in stakes company and won an extraordinary amount of prize money along the way. And I mean, the nature of Australian racing, particularly in New South Wales and Victoria, with the respective bonus schemes and the prize money structure, there's a lot of money to be won with a good, tough, sound horse. And this is the sort of sale where you can come and find horses are going to win a lot of prize money for not a lot of money. So, you know, that's where the value stands. There are people looking to trade stock out of this sale. There'll be ready to race horses found here, and there'll be good, tough, sound race horses to be found as well. So, look, it's a good opportunity for people to source value.
And then it's on to the chairman's sale back in Sydney at Riverside, and that catalogue has been finalised with 7 quality wildcard entries joining what is a world-class collection of broodmares to be offered.
Yeah, look, we're very happy with how the book for the chairmans has come together. I mean, obviously the broodmare market's expected to be very solid on the back of what's been a lucrative yearling sales season. In any jurisdiction around the world, breeders generally or owners generally are usually reluctant to sell nice mares. You know, when people have nice mares, they just don't want to sell them. So we're really very pleased to have been able to assemble the catalogue of mares that we've assembled. It's very concentrated, obviously, in terms of quality. We were very particular about how we selected the mares for the sale. We want mares, young mares primarily, who are well performing on the racetrack, good looking, and if they're covered, they're in foal on good covers. There's a spattering of high-class proven mares amongst the book as well. Look, there are a number of mares in the book, Joe, that are going to make a lot of money, but by the same token, there are some mares in the book that are going to represent great value, lower down the price range. So we'd encourage everybody to keep a very close eye on if there's going to be value to be found there, but it's shaping as a very good sale.
Some of those wildcard entries, Sebastian, include Fast Fleet, the Dam of Champions sprinter at Santa Ana Lane, competing in Hong Kong this weekend. So its performance might impact even more on the value of that mare. And Maastricht, the dam of the multiple Group 1 place 2-year-old Loving Gabby, is also going to be one of the headline acts of those entries.
You know, Fast Fleet, she's the mother of best sprinter in the world in Santa Ana Lane, and hopefully he can prove that this evening. He's a 5-time Group 1 winner, Fast Fleets by a fantastic sire in Fast at Rock. She's in foal to Zoo Star on an early cover. She's only 12. She's a tax mare. There's a lot of appeal to a mare like that. Similarly, Maastricht, her first foal is Loving Gabby. She was a $600,000 yearling. She's run in all 4 2-year-old Group 1 so far this season. She was unlucky 6th in the Blue Diamond, 4th in the Slipper, 2nd in the SARS in the Champagne. She's arguably the best 2-year-old filly in the country. She's carrying a full sibling to Loving Gabby. Maastricht, she was a very smart race mare in her own right, and she's only 7. And, like, you know, in any part of the world, it's incredibly difficult to buy mares of that quality. So the fact that we have a mare like that to offer is a great responsibility. And, you know, fortunately, the interest in the sale has been incredibly strong from both domestic and international investors. But, you know, right the way through the book, I mean, you look at some of the highlight lots, like Sure Candy in foal to American Pharoah. Snitty Kitty's a very good race mare, who's a racing proposition going forward. Norzita was a champion filly in her own year in foal to Snitzel. The mother of Booker, carrying a full sibling to Booker. The mother of Sprite in foal to I'm Invincible. Like, right the way through the book, there's real quality. I mean, the catalogue includes the only mare in the Southern Hemisphere, the only mare in Australia in foal to Medagliadoro. And she's a Group 2 perform mare in the States carrying a maiden foal, and that's an incredibly valuable pregnancy. So we have a lot to be excited about, and, you know, we'd encourage anybody who's serious about buying quality mares in Australia that the sale they have to attend.
It is just an extraordinary lineup. Are you expecting then this sale to break all previous records?
Oh, look, in terms of configuration of the sale, it's slightly different. I mean, the chairman is an evolutionary concept for Inglis. You know, it had sat in the day after the Easter yearling sale. We've condensed the book significantly on last year. Look, we're very hopeful that the sale will be a productive one for buyers and for vendors. I mean, for us, it was firstly about accumulating the appropriate stock, and we feel we've done that. And then the next thing is about making sure the appropriate investors are at the sale. And certainly at this stage, there's very strong domestic interest, but a lot of international interest as well. And look, like, we're very hopeful it'll be a good sale. I mean, we were hopeful in advance of the Easter yearling sale that we got all our ducks in a row in terms of hosting a good sale, and so it transpired. You know, similarly with the Premier sale in Melbourne back in March, we did a lot of work in procuring the right buying bench for the sale, and it worked out that we had a good sale. So the mandate for us is very similar here. You know, we've got good stock in the book, and now it's just a case of making sure we get all the right faces for the sale and have the mare sell well.
And a nice gesture too, Sebastian, the sale will begin with a nomination to Widden Studs, a hot new first season sire of the four-time Group 1 winner, Trapeze Artist, for the 2019 Australian breeding season. And proceeds of that will go to the injured jockey, Ty Angland.
Yeah, look, obviously, Ty wasn't just a very well-liked member of the weighing room, but a very well-liked member of the bloodstock community as a whole. Like, he's a horseman first and foremost, so a gesture on the part of the Era family to assist in this manner, to assist Ty and his family in this manner, is a most welcome one, and we were delighted to be able to facilitate that. And obviously, Trapeze Artist is, you know, one of the most exciting calls to retire. He's done in a number of years and looks to have an exciting career in front of him at Widden. You know, I expect that nomination is going to be very well sought after, and it's only too appropriate that it would be given the good cause that the proceeds are going to be given toward.
Absolutely. And inspections for the chairman's sale, Sebastian, the mayor's begin at Riverside from Tuesday.
Yep. So we have a strong weanling sale on Thursday. We have a capitalist half-brother to Fiesta, the first American Pharoah foal being offered in the Southern Hemisphere. We have an I'm Invincible filly out of Sri Candy. You know, with some really very good foals in that sale, and that'll be the precursor to the chairman's sale on Saturday, on Friday. And you know, Riverside's going to be very busy from Monday onwards. Chairman's sale, our chairman's mares will be visible from Tuesday, but we expect it to be a very busy week at Riverside.
I'm sure it will be. Looking forward to getting out there, Sebastian. Good luck for the Melbourne Gold sale this afternoon, and look forward to seeing you at Riverside for the chairman's later in the week.
Thanks, Joe. Really appreciate it.
Sebastian Hutch from the Inglis team. They have a huge week of sales coming up in both Victoria and New South Wales.